WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station man seen outside his apartment with a loaded shotgun led to a trip to jail. 22-year-old Dustin Curtis was arrested for disorderly conduct for displaying the firearm in public. A neighbor told College Station police he was concerned for the safety of others in the Fox Meadows apartments on balcones. According to the arrest report, Curtis told police he had lost some property in a nearby park when he was involved in a verbal altercation with others in the park. Curtis says he shot the shotgun with plans of returning. He got the shotgun with plans of returning to the park and using it to scare off anyone who approached him as he resumed searching for his lost property. Police have one person in custody after a fatal stabbing at a surgical center in East Texas.
22-year-old Kyron Templeton is being held on a $2.6 million bond, charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in connection with the stabbing death of a nurse and the wounding of another employee and three visitors. Longview police say Templeton walked into the Good Shepherd Medical Center and began randomly stabbing people. Good Shepherd CEO Steve Altmiller says he was there with his mother.
She came in for a procedure. She was in the facility at the time. She's an inpatient of the hospital.
After going on the knife-slashing rampage, Templeton fled on foot but was caught nearby. Police are still looking for a motive. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
Officers now have a face to go with the Bryan robbery and are asking for your help. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 29-year-old Robert Guevara is accused of robbing the Cash America Pawn on South Texas last Sunday.
We do now have a warrant on him for aggravated robbery for that incident. So if anybody does know where his whereabouts are, Crime Stoppers is offering a $500 reward.
Guevara is also accused of firing several shots inside the store. None of the employees or customers in the store were hurt. A photo of Guevara and his physical description are online at WTAW.com. The way the November calendar works, if you want to pay your first half of property taxes, you have until Monday, which is December 2nd. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says the extension is because the 30th falls on a Saturday. But to pay in person this week, today's the last day because the tax office will be closed the rest of the week.
I'm a little more worried about Black Friday. I want to make sure they get that tax paid if that's really what they want to do. And Black Friday maybe get in the way. But yes, we're going to be closed Thursday and Friday.
Payments can also be made in the drop box outside the tax office and online for an additional fee at brazostax.org. A year from now is the 70th anniversary of World War II's Battle of the Bulge. At one of the key sites, plans are in the works for an Aggie recognition that will also be seen here.
The Siege of Bastogne, Belgium was among the turning points in the Allies' victory over Nazi Germany. Next year, a new memorial center opens in Bastogne. A&M System Associate Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell credits his counterpart in Belgium with the idea of creating inside the center a seven-room multimedia exhibit that tells the American contribution in Bastogne that starts with the stories of five Aggies.
Tell that story of before the war, during the war, and from Normandy Beach all the way through Berlin, and obviously that road goes through Bastogne and through the Battle of the Bulge. And then tell the story of these Aggies after the war, the story of their descendants, the story of the impact that these guys may have had after the war.
Cornwell says he's amazed at the connections he's discovered.
For instance, the current mayor of Bastogne, his grandfather was killed by the Nazis in one of those saboteur roundups. I learned today, Governor Perry, his father, flew supply missions into Bastogne during the Battle of the Bulge.
Cornwell says the proposal, which is still in the planning stage and has the working title of Texas Aggies Go to War, would be in Bastogne for 2 years, then move to a permanent location in Bryan College Station that is yet to be determined. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two national clothing store chains with locations in College Station may be merging after all. 2 weeks ago, Joseph A. Bank ended its hostile takeover of Houston-based Men's Warehouse. Now, Men's Warehouse has announced a bid of $1.5 billion that has stunned mergers and acquisitions expert Jerry Reisman.
I don't recall this happening at any time. What Men's Warehouse has done is given Joseph A. Bank its own lesson. They've really tried to teach it a lesson as to what happens when you receive an unsolicited bid.
Reisman says he wouldn't be surprised to see Joseph A. Bank retaliate and increase their offer to buy Men's Warehouse. And there's something that stargazers can be thankful for starting on Thanksgiving, a special appearance by Comet Ison. A&M professor and astronomer Kevin Christunis says if the comet survives passing by the sun, it will be visible to the naked eye through December.
A comet is a bunch of ice and rocks all frozen together. And if a comet comes close to the sun boils off a certain fraction of the ice. It will let loose a lot of gas and a lot of dust. And if the comet survives this passage, then this comet could have a very long tail.
Christunis says Ison might even break up into two comets, but at any rate, he suggests you watch the sunset on Thursday just in case. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 33 degrees. Let's look at the news. It's brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers in Bryan College Station. They say things are bigger and better in Texas, and American Lube Centers is no exception. With our new car wash at Tower Point, we made it big to include you, dually owners, and those who have oversized vehicles. This isn't a brush wash. It's a full-service hand wash with a conveyor. And if you want a great bumper-to-bumper detail, we can do that too. Come see us. Fast, friendly service. Texas style. That's American Lube Centers.
Happy Honda Days are here at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on remaining 2013 Pilot and Fit models. Or choose the new model year 2014 Accord, CR-V, Odyssey, or Pilot and get 1.9% for up to 60 months. The 2014 models are arriving daily, so hurry in for the best selection of remaining 2013s and get great year-end financing during Happy Honda Days, going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
7:14. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't be alarmed. That thing out there is the sun. I haven't seen it in a while, but it is shining. Look for a high. The weather's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's Rob with the numbers.
Plenty of sunshine for today. Should be a good travel day around the state if you're traveling for your Thanksgiving holiday. Just be careful on the roads today, but the weather's great. Abundant sunshine, cool today, a high of around 45. Tonight, we're clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day, a mixture of sun and clouds, a little warmer, highs tomorrow near 50. Clear tomorrow night, 30 to 35. Sunny, warmer still by Friday. Highs will be closer to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with Sports. Aggie Hoops are on a tear. A&M is trying to get back on a tear, and the volleyball team is celebrating Senior Day today. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you at 7:52-ish.
You know, we have to do these ceremonies, these presidential whatevers having to do with holidays. And one of the strangest evolutions of all of this holiday stuff is the Thanksgiving turkey.
The pardoning?
Yeah, because, I mean, first the idea was you bring out this turkey. First you have to find a turkey that will look like all those school cutouts we see, you know, where the tail is up and it's all fluffed out and all that, because turkeys really are pretty ugly animals. And when can you find a classic-looking turkey? So, you know, first of all, we've had to lower our expectations as far as what the presidential turkey is going to look like. And then, yeah, I don't know if, and I don't know when they started that whole presidential turkey thing, but soon after that, of course, then we had to have whatever that version of PETA was at the time, mm-hmm. saying we have to pardon this poor animal after having met the president.
Wow.
That in itself could be stunning enough. But now let's bring it to the 21st century. On the WhiteHouse.gov website, users can vote on one of the two social media platforms for which turkey will officially be pardoned by President Barack Obama.
So if we like the turkey, we can keep the turkey?
So, yeah, very nice.
So well, you're telling me the turkey website works?
Well,
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to answer any personal questions or input any information.
Are they going to be giving out the turkey's personal information to the incorrect
people? No, that's what I'm saying is they won't. It's just an up or down vote. It's a yes or no question.
Are the turkeys covered for birth control?
Well, are the turkeys covered for any pre-existing conditions either? No, all of those things don't have to happen. That's the reason the website can work, because it's a one-question survey. So you go in and you vote for either caramel or popcorn. Their profiles as well as their gobbles are featured on the White House website. Oh, please, Kevin, hurry. Go get there so we can compare the gobbles.
Please tell me you're kidding.
No, sure, why not? Caramel is slightly better. And I don't know, maybe you can. Maybe it's hard to find. Maybe it's crashing even as we speak. I'm not sure.
I will look.
Caramel is slightly bigger, has a steady and deliberate walk, and loves Lady Gaga's Bad Romance, it says here.
Really? How can you tell when a turkey loves something?
I have no idea. Popcorn appears to be the underdog, smaller, with a proud strut, and more garbled gobble.
Wait, so is one turkey going to be released and the other one's going to be sacrificed?
See, and that's the whole deal. I'm not sure about the specificity of this. Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm better than caramel or popcorn, I suppose. What's up?
Yeah, maybe he can pardon one and send the other to life at Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, wasn't Gerald Ford the first president to pardon a turkey?
Well, I don't know. I'm not. Oh, quit it. Stop it. Stop it. Hello?
Yeah, Monday night, Jay Leno was talking about pardoning the turkey, and he said that Obama's approval rate is so low that the turkey refused the pardon.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we find any of that?
Not yet.
Okay. Since President Truman's first Thanksgiving in office, presidents have been presented with turkeys. For years, they ate them. The exception was John F. Kennedy, who a few days before his assassination decided to spare the bird. Beginning with George H.W. Bush in 1989, turkeys, however, the presidents have officially pardoned their Thanksgiving turkeys. So, again, I don't know. If we've got two turkeys, doesn't that tell us that one of them is going to die? That does. That doesn't sound very good at all. Now,
it's almost like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of getting ahead of this story, the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association wanted to let us know, and apparently they thought at one point that there was only going to be one turkey that was going to be presented to the public, because they got out ahead of this story on Monday and said that this turkey has a brother. And the brother was not going to get any kind of a pardon. This was not going to go beyond the first turkey right there, if you will.
I would guess the turkey has hundreds of brothers.
Well, yeah, I would think so, too. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton, along with other members of the presidential flock, brought the turkeys in. But a spokesman for the Minnesota Turkey Foundation said, brothers will not be pardoned. They will be processed. Oh, that's very nice.
That's popcorn.
What is it? Okay, and what's the other one sound like?
That's caramel.
That was kind of a weak gobble. Yeah, I'm not thinking that's a quality gobble, right? See, that's not
going
to work.
So you're going with popcorn then?
That's what I'd say.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'd
Make
say.
Make sure we so. Clarify all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, after it for the underdog, I'm going to go for
Well,
it.
Again, and we have what? Again, this is the presidency and its most important part next to meeting national football champions and things like that. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was wondering if this turkey had a brother who lived in the hut in Africa.
Oh, my.
That wasn't very nice. No.
It was funny, though.
It was, that's right. So if you say that you put a higher price tag on a cheap bottle of wine, more people are going to think it tastes better?
Yes.
Well, is that true for a hamburger? A Houston restaurant charging $200 for their burger. It features chopped ribeye steak and caramelized onions. There's also sautéed mushrooms, shaved white truffles. The restaurant, 60 Degrees Master Crafted, serves its 60 Degree Bistro Burger with the white truffle fries, and it can be yours for only $200.
Oh, good grief. Yeah. I could probably cook that for way less.
I don't know. I'm never the 60 Degrees Bistro Burger at the... okay, I've never heard of that place. But nonetheless, I'm sure it's fine. It's probably in River Oaks, too. I'm just
Rice Village.
Yeah, that's right. 721. Now, while we're talking about restaurants, this is an interesting idea. A restaurant in a village on the outskirts of Jerusalem has a very simple request for its patrons. Switch off your phones and enjoy your meal. The owner of the restaurant says that smartphones have destroyed the culture of eating. He is dismayed to see groups of friends and married couples sitting in silence, staring at their screens, and ultimately asking if their food could be reheated, rather than actually appreciating the food and having a conversation with friends. Having struck a windfall in the lottery, the owner of the restaurant is able to offer his patrons half-priced meals if they will adhere to his rule, and that is, have the phones switched off completely. Not vibrate, not mute, switched off. So far, almost half his customers have taken advantage of the offer.
Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Well, I think that's really kind of a neat idea, rediscovering the whole idea of conversation during mealtime.
I love it.
Okay. 7:22 and just in time for the holidays.
Oh, well, good.
Dessert-flavored Pringles, adding a new member to their family for the holiday season. You ready?
Uh-huh.
It's white chocolate. White chocolate Pringles, now available in stores for a limited time.
Sounds pretty good.
Currently, pecan pie Pringles are in the market, and mint chocolate Pringles are on sale in the UK. Last year, Pringles released white chocolate peppermint, pumpkin pie spice, and cinnamon sugar flavors that apparently sold very well, so it's going to be white chocolate this year.
White chocolate sounds the least weird.
Yeah, it does. Well, I would agree.
I don't know if I want to eat a pumpkin pie chip.
Yeah, that sounds a little nasty. 7:22.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
With autumn in full swing, it's time to rethink what you'll bring to your next fling. Whether it's a full-bodied red, a crisp sparkling white, or a heaping platter of gourmet goodness, Specs has it all. And if you haven't visited the Gourmet Deli located in Specs Texas Superstores, you won't believe what you're missing. From made fresh gourmet sandwiches and delicious party trays to hundreds of artisan cheeses and scrumptious chocolates. Shop Specs! Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, and finer foods. Stock up on pre-holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine, or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way less to pay for everyday store.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you. Shop. Cheers to savings.
Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. KX News, meteorologist Jared Plusnik's weather. Aggie OT with Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, Kelly and Michael, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. NBC Primetime Shows, NBC Sunday Night Football, and the 2014 Winter Olympics from Sochi. DirecTV and KX, you've got it all. We see celebrities do it, and it's all over the big screen. But surrogacy is a very real and growing trend.
I was scared going into it. I think that's probably normal to be fearful. It's a huge thing.
Meg Watwood decided to help a couple in Round Rock. She became pregnant with twin girls.
But I think it's surprising to people how much they don't feel like your own babies.
Tiffany Pell takes us on a journey into surrogate mothers and how they cope with a child not considered their own. Tonight, only on KX HD News.
It's time to go back in time. Join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st. Brought to you by Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and the Demontron Auto Group. Huzzah!
7:25, go to Rush in just a minute. In the meantime, PlayStation 4, Xbox One? Nope. How about this? Pinball machine sales. Pinball machine sales up 23%.
I love pinball.
Yeah, well, yeah it is. Apparently, it's doing quite well. Two entrepreneurs are trying to accomplish the ultimate feat of pinball wizardry, that is, turning the Big Apple into the mecca for the game that was, in fact, once banned there. Steve Zoller and Steve Epstein, yep. They opened Modern Pinball, an arcade that opened in the city a month ago. Modern Pinball, a rarity because it doesn't have any video games at all in the store. Instead, just pinball all the time, and it's doing quite well. And the sales of the pinball machines, again, up 23%.
Everything old is new again, right? Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High today, about 48 degrees. Winds will be at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. They'll lay down tonight, but it will be kind of chilly. 28 will be our low temperature. Then tomorrow, 54 for a high temperature. Near freezing on Thursday night. Then great temps on Thursday, or rather on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 60, 64, and 68. Maybe a slight chance of showers again on Sunday. Right now, winds are out of the north at 10, 70% relative humidity. Our chill factor, 26 degrees. Our air temperature is 34. Rush coming up, local news, and then Bill Flores joins us in the studio today. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You remember when Nancy Pelosi said Congress needed to pass the 2,000-page Obamacare bill in order to find out what was in it? Well, now the Washington Post says that Americans shopping for health care in the Obamacare insurance exchanges are discovering restrictions on their choice of doctors and hospitals, with top-rated hospitals excluded from many of the plans. Now, despite what you may think, insurance companies are not doing this to screw you. They are excluding the best hospitals and limiting a choice of doctors to comply with Obamacare directives to cut costs. Among those feeling the effect, children, sick children. The Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, Cedars-Sinai, L.A., top-tier children's hospitals in Seattle, Houston, and St. Louis are cut out of most Obamacare exchange plans. They cost too much. The reason they cost too much is because of the extraordinary care they give to children in the gravest medical circumstances. Now, some of those hospitals are suing the insurance companies, but some parents with gravely ill children are forced to take on horrific medical bills. They are finding out what's in Obamacare after it became law. Doctors and hospitals that used to care for their kids are now out of network. Now, we'll eventually learn about families who will pay the ultimate price because they couldn't afford to keep their chosen doctor or their top-rated hospital. When a president breaks his word to the American people, it matters, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
For your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-646-6613. That's 1-800-646-6613. 1-800-646-6613.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For those planning to pay the first half of property taxes, a reminder that the Brazos County Tax Office will be closed Thursday and Friday. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says because November ends on Saturday, the first half deadline is next Monday.
Unfortunately, there is absolutely no other fudge room on this particular payment. If they don't make that deadline for the first half payment, it is strictly considered a partial payment and the balance is due by the end of January.
Payments can be made online at brazostax.org, which includes a processing fee, or use the drop-off box at the tax office. You could make some money by knowing the man accused of an armed robbery at a Bryan Pawn store last Sunday. Officer Kelly McEthan says Crime Stoppers is offering a $500 reward to anyone who can give them clues to finding 29-year-old Robert Guevara.
If anybody knows where he is at, to contact Crime Stoppers, or they can contact the non-emergency line 361-3888 with information on his whereabouts. We do not suggest that anyone try to, you know, contact him directly, though.
Guevara is accused of firing several shots during the robbery at Cash America Pawn on South Texas. No customers or employees were hurt. Online at WTAW.com are physical description and photo of Guevara. A Bryan man who applied for a job at the A&M Facility Services building last week is now in jail. Charges against 21-year-old John Morales include stealing a wallet from someone also in the building and using a debit card to make five purchases. University police report there were three transactions at a convenience store and two at a fast food restaurant. Details of what was purchased and the total value were not available. Morales was already jailed on unrelated charges when he was arrested earlier this week. A bizarre child abuse case that landed a couple in prison for more than two decades is now being questioned, and those involved freed.
Fran Keller was released last night under an agreement with the Travis County DA's office. Keller has spent the last 21 years in prison after she and her husband were convicted in the early 90s of sexually abusing children involving satanic rituals. The Kellers were running a daycare in their Southeast Austin home. Fran Keller, in a jailhouse interview with American Justice 3 years ago, looked forward to this day.
Get out. I hope and pray. I just want the truth to come out. I want to go home.
Supporters of the Kellers believe an overzealous prosecution and the power of suggestion by a therapist to a three-year-old child are to blame for the charges. Keller's husband, Dan, is expected to be freed next week. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Those who spend some time outdoors Thanksgiving evening could be rewarded with a special sight. Astronomer and A&M professor Kevin Christunas says Comet Ison will pass very near to the sun, and there's a chance it will be destroyed, but he thinks it will make it.
Because 2 years ago, we had a sun-grazing comet that everybody thought for sure it was going to break up, and it didn't. A comet is like a 4-billion-year-old object. And so if that bunch of ice and rocks has survived so far, then maybe it's hard enough that it can even survive coming within a couple radii of the sun.
Christunas says if it does make it, stargazers will be able to see the comet through December with the naked eye, although whether during sunrise or sunset is yet to be determined. Not West Point or the Naval Academy, but Texas A&M University is proposed to be involved in the 70th anniversary of World War II's Battle of the Bulge.
A&M Associate Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell has been running with the idea from a Belgian counterpart to create Texas Aggies Go to War. It would be part of a new memorial center scheduled to open in December of next year in Bastogne, the site of a major win for the Allies over Nazi Germany. Bastogne's also home to one of the first international companies to locate in the biomedical corridor.
GlaxoSmithKline is our partner in our vaccine manufacturing facility that's here locally. GSK is the largest employer in the French-speaking part of Belgium. They know that company, and so they're going to get exposed to Texas A&M and the community through this exhibit.
Cornwell says the idea is to show the lives of five Aggies from before the war to the present time. One example is Earl Rudder, who was personally decorated by the King of Belgium for his actions in the Battle of the Bulge.
After the war, Earl Rudder helping to turn Texas AMC into Texas A&M University and the research university we are today, setting the stage for an organization, a university system that can do business with companies in Belgium. We're a great place for students to come.
After 2 years in Bastogne, Cornwell says the 5,000-square-foot exhibit would move here on a permanent basis at a location to be determined. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And today may be the day American Airlines emerges from bankruptcy. The bankruptcy judge will not only decide if the airline can emerge from bankruptcy, but also if the merger with U.S. Airways is best for all involved. North Texas bankruptcy attorney Bill Siegel feels the most important thing that the judge is looking for is finality.
Now that the parties have settled, the plan can be effectuated and carried out. And with that in mind, I think what's most important is the finality of it. It's done.
Siegel says after the Department of Justice settled with the airlines, he feels it's a certainty the judge will approve the deal. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 34 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor of the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications.
We'll see it stopped again. That is so bizarre. This is the second time this has happened this morning. I'm not sure what... See? That's so weird. All right, we're going to try it one more time.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
All right, there you go. 739, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. See, every second time we can get all the way through the commercial. What a concept. The weather is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Here are the numbers.
Plenty of sunshine for today. Should be a good travel day around the state if you're traveling for your Thanksgiving holiday. Just be careful on the roads today, but the weather's great. Abundant sunshine, cool today, a high of around 45. Tonight we're clear to partly cloudy, overnight lows 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day, a mixture of sun and clouds, a little warmer, highs tomorrow near 50, clear tomorrow night, 30 to 35. Sunny, warmer still by Friday, highs will be closer to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Like, I drive through here, you know, at the gas station, it's like Henny Penny around here. The sky's falling. Heck, we lost to LSU on the road as an underdog.
That's Coach Sumlin from the press conference yesterday. We'll get you up to date with Aggie football. Also, Aggie basketball is on quite a tear. They're undefeated so far on the season. Aggie volleyball finishes up their season this afternoon with senior night and a whole lot more coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
Got that. Bill Flores joins us this morning in studio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. By the way, when that advertising clip broke a minute ago, reminded my early days in broadcasting when the tapes would break.
Yeah, it's fortunately you don't have to put scotch tape together to do that. You just restart the computer, and it. But you know, once again, machinery. We're at the
That's mercy exactly of right. I saw it myself. It wasn't human error this time. So
You're here. Congress goes back into session when?
December 2nd.
December 2nd. Let's talk first before we talk about things going on in D.C. We were talking in our political segment earlier this morning. Some pretty pointed comments from the Pope about. Maybe a new direction he's trying to take the Catholic Church. I know you've gotten a chance to review some of his thoughts, but I'd like to hear what you have to say about what the Pope said.
Well, it's really interesting. If you look at what he is, he talked about what he's against. He's against the free enterprise system, but he didn't talk about what he was for. The opposite of the free enterprise system is more of a socialist or communist type system where you have a government that takes from some people that have money and you give it to others that don't. Well, that model hasn't worked at all. I mean, you can look at the Soviet Union. He's not doing a very good job of defining the differences between paychecks or food stamps. And I haven't seen many people that consider themselves to be self-fulfilled when they're on food stamps. I mean, paychecks is the best social program designed by man. And so I think he's on the wrong side of not only history, but real-world economics when he goes this direction.
Well, I find it, we talked about how the Apostolic Council 50 years ago had said that communism is the scourge of the world, and now to say that this idea of trickle-down economics is a problem. But then also the whole idea of church and state and separation, is this something that the leader of a religious group should be discussing necessarily?
Well, I don't think so, particularly when he doesn't have his facts right. I mean, the Catholic Church, I think, has been a beneficiary of the free market system because it is one of the world's richest organizations, and that didn't come from taxing some people and giving it to the church. It came from people who went out and made money and then contributed to the church, and the Vatican is sitting over there that's accumulated, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of wealth.
Certainly, yep. Bill Flores joining us in studio this morning. I'd like to get your comments. I think, shockingly, the United States came up with a proposal for the Iranians having to do with their nuclear weapons. And by the way, today Iran is now saying that the information that the United States has released is incorrect. First, your idea about being joining up to come up with some sort of settlement with Iran on their nuclear program.
Well, I think it goes back to the overarching issue that the White House is dealing with today, and that they're trying to do everything they can to change the channel, if you will, so that Americans aren't focused on Obamacare. He's tried to start taking credit for an energy revolution that he had nothing to do with except to get in the way of it. He's trying to change the channel and talking about how the economy is doing better because of him. And so now he wants to try to cut a deal in Iran. And the weird thing about the deal in Iran is it's caused the Israelis and the Saudis to want to become closer to because they're both scared of Iran. I think the president is just trying to snooker the American people on this particular issue. This deal with Iran, I mean, I've read the White House release. And, I mean, just a cursory reading of it tells me the gaps that are in it. Hey, they're going to think about reducing their centrifuge activity and their processing activity so that we can talk for 6 months. I mean, how many Americans think that that'd be a good deal?
And, well, the other thing is we've discussed earlier this week, now you basically have Israel and Saudi Arabia on the same side, and I don't know that we would have thought there'd be many circumstances that would cause those two to join up and express an opinion that would be against the United States.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a bad deal, and it was all designed to try to give the president and Jay Carney something else to talk about other than Obamacare. Now, I want to remind everybody, healthcare.gov is supposed to be working perfectly now on Saturday of this week, so we'll see.
Or you could wait till Monday if you want to give them till that. But again, y'all are about to go back into session, so what are the items that you'll be discussing starting then?
We'll have several fiscal discussions between December the 2nd and December the 13th when we break for the holidays. And I don't expect a lot in terms of legislation related to fiscal matters because the Budget Conference Committee is not going to report their work out to December 13th. Based on my discussions with Paul Ryan, I think any thing that we agree to is going to be very modest if we agree to anything at all. The two sides are still pretty far apart in terms of the solution to fix the fiscal trajectory of the company. But January and February are going to be pretty action-packed. We're going to have lots of discussions about fiscal issues, the debt ceiling, funding the government. Obamacare is going to continue to be an issue. I'd like to see us start talking about immigration, get it on the table, break it up into bite-sized pieces, and get those bills on the table at about the rate of two a month.
All the polling tends to indicate right now that people are obviously not pleased with the way that the president is running the country. Now, with that in mind, gaze into your crystal ball as far as how you think Republican leadership will tread now, because possibly there's an opportunity for some support that they maybe didn't have 60 days ago when they were going to blame the Republicans on shutting down the government. Suddenly, are the Republicans emboldened at this point?
Yes, we are. I mean, I don't think we ever really got that down. I think some of the pundits in Washington got down on the Republicans, but I think we knew that we were on the right side when it came to trying to fix the country's fiscal challenges. We were on the right side when it came to warning about the dangers of Obamacare, which are now staring all Americans in the face. We were right about the regulatory regime coming out of Washington as creating all these headwinds for economic growth. So, yes, we feel emboldened. Now, will we be able to do a lot? I don't know. Let me rephrase that. We'll be able to do a lot in the House in terms of passing legislation that fixes real-world problems. On the other hand, I wouldn't expect the Senate to do much of anything. I think Harry Reid's going to put them into lockdown mode so that his fellow Democrats don't have to take many votes. So if it were up to me, if I were the leadership, I would be talking about jobs and economy. I'd be talking about fiscal bills. I'd be talking about energy. I would be talking about a replacement for Obamacare, put our option up. And I mean, we've always talked about repeal and replace, but we've never had the replacement up. We do have a replacement bill up now. We need to run it through the committee process and get it on the floor. So, and I, like I said, I'd do immigration as well.
Sure.
Between now and about July.
As we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, I guess one of the greatest blessings is coming down to your congressional district, which is one of the most prosperous in America.
It is. I'll tell you what. Thank goodness we live in Texas and particularly live in the Brazos Valley. It's really interesting for me to sit down with my colleagues, be they Democrat or Republican, and talk about economic conditions at home. We're really blessed here in Texas. And so some of the things they talk about, it's hard for me to even visualize how tough it is back in their home districts, because we're in just such great shape here. So in terms of Thanksgiving, we've got a lot to be thankful for here in the Brazos Valley.
We do indeed. We appreciate you coming in. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. You and your family have a good holiday.
All right. Thank you. And I'd ask all our listeners to be especially thankful in their prayers this week for for our military men and women that protect us and our first responders.
Sure. Thanks so much. All right. 7:48.
Aggie fans, the track and field season is right around the corner. The first meet, December the 7th. Texas A&M Track and Field season opening. Meet the Reveille Invitational December the 7th. Come out and support our nationally ranked Aggies. Season and individual tickets are available now to purchase at AggieAthletics.com or call this number 1-888-99-AGGIE. 1-888-99-AGGIE. You don't want to miss a phenomenal season, the Reveille Invitational on December 7th.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Our topic for Plant Talk Texas today is getting the most from your nursery experience. I want you to enjoy it. Nurseries are kind of quiet this time of year as they get ready for the holidays and then gear up for springtime. But you want to be thinking ahead about how to get the most enjoyment and the most use when you go into a garden center. Some people have frustrating experiences when they do go garden shopping. I have some ways to improve your odds right after this important message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
I tell you what, I don't want to play Plant Talk Texas. I want to play something else, okay? Let me punch that button. There we go.
I was in junior high school when I found out my dad had died. The details are burned into my memory, but it wasn't because the news caused me great pain. Sadly, it was because I hardly felt anything at all. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. My dad left my mom when I was a small boy and was barely a part of my life for years afterward. By the time I entered junior high school, my mother had passed away and I was living with my older brother. The day I got the news that my dad died, my world should have slipped off its axis. Instead, after hearing the news from my brother who was on the phone, I simply looked back over my shoulder and continued to watch I Love Lucy. I felt I barely knew my dad when he was alive, so I didn't feel much after he died. As a youngster, I never understood what a tragedy that was. But in the years since, especially as a father to my own two boys, I've realized what I missed. And unfortunately, my story isn't unique, and maybe it's your story too. If your father passed away, or if he abandoned you, and you still feel the emotion of it after all these years, I want to invite you to speak to one of our counselors. Just call 1-800, the letter A in the word family. You don't have to suffer with the pain you've carried since childhood anymore. There is healing and hope, and we stand ready to help you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
Okay. Now, the Planet Talk Texas is on me, but the rest of this stuff. Ha! This is about the fourth time. Our computer's saying, I want the day off. So I'll tell you what, we'll give the computer the day off tomorrow. But in the meantime, if you'll just give us another hour and 10 minutes, we'll be fine. Let's do some sports.
Yeah, we'll muddle through this best we can. Morning, I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:52. A&M Hoops continues its romp through non-conference play with an 88-55 shellacking of Arkansas Pine Bluff at Reed last night. Aggs offered up a balanced offensive attack led by junior college transfer Jamal Jones, 18 points, and three other Aggies scored in double digits. Here's Coach Kennedy on the success last night.
Obviously, it was good to see some shots go down. I thought Jamal Fabian really got us going. He made some big threes early, and Jordan attacking the basket. There was good balance on the perimeter for us, and I knew we were capable of making shots, and so I'm happy for our guys because obviously a lot's been said that we haven't been making them, so that was a big key for us.
Next up for the Aggies, they hit the road to Corpus Christi for a tournament called the Corpus Christi Challenge. They'll take on in the first game Missouri State, tip-off scheduled for 9 o'clock p.m. on Friday. Fighting Tex Aggie football fans still reeling a little after Saturday's disappointing loss to LSU in Baton Rouge, and Coach Sumlin was asked earlier in the press conference yesterday how players were feeling heading into this week's matchup against number 5, Missouri.
They're just ready to play. I don't think anybody's mad or, you know, it's like I drive through here, you know, at the gas station. It's like Henny Penny around here. The sky's falling. Heck, we lost to LSU on the road as an underdog for the first time. You know, we lost by double digits. So we're playing in a real season and real opponents and real games. Are we where we want to be right now? No. Does that mean that, as I said, the sky's falling? That doesn't mean that either. We're going on the road again this week as a road dog. And, you know, the good news is people expect us to win. That's a completely different attitude than when I first got here.
During that press conference, Coach Sumlin also addressed rumors by ESPN that Johnny would make his decision about turning pro before the bowl game. And here's actually how the process works out.
I was asked about the process. You know, we try to get guys as much information between now and the bowl game as possible. The timing of that decision becomes up to the player and his family. That's basically what I said, and I guess I must have stopped short or was must have confused somebody because I didn't say that he's going to make a decision before the bowl game to play. I never said that.
Kickoff against Missouri scheduled for 7 o'clock. Coverage right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And since we were just talking about Johnny Manziel, the 2012 Manning Award winner, Johnny Manziel was named one of 10 finalists for the award again this year. Jumping out of the hardwood, A&M volleyball is 17-11, and they'll celebrate Senior Day this afternoon as the Aggies play host to South Carolina. It's both teams' regular season finale. First serve scheduled for 4 o'clock, Reed Arena, and here's Coach Corbelli on the matchup with South Carolina.
You know, they're a team that found a way to beat us at their place, and we certainly weren't at our best, I would say, but they did play maybe their the match of the year for them. And, you know, they're very good offensively. They maybe had more digs against us than anyone's had against us this year. We have a big challenge. I like the fact that we're at Reed Arena. I like the fact we're on a somewhat of a win streak, six of our last seven, and that the team confidence is great, and so I feel good about tomorrow.
Ladies, we'll find out Sunday if their season continues during the tournament announcement show. If they do make it to the NCAA tournament, it will be with an at-large bid. Number 12 Texas A&M women's basketball team breaks from their 11-day hiatus to participate in the Paradise Jam. If you got to go someplace when it's cold like this, how about the U.S. Virgin Islands? They'll be there from November 28th through the 30th, and they'll face off in a tournament against Memphis, Syracuse, and their longtime rivals, the Texas Longhorns.
Here's a chance! They score! Even strength!
That from NBCSN. After that tying goal, the Stars never looked back. Dallas beat the Pacific Division-leading Anaheim Ducks 6-3 last night for their first home win in more than a month. The Stars trailed 2-1 before a three-goal flurry by Cody Eakin, Stefan Robida, and Ryan Garbutt against Jonas Hiller. Dan Ellis, the goalie for the Stars, stopped 28 shots and won for only the second time in seven games. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
It's Specialties Photography's 18th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're rolling back the clock and rolling back their session fee prices to what they were in 1993. So this holiday season, you can delight your family and friends with the current professional family portrait from Specialties Photography. Specialties can also restore your old family photos for lasting Christmas gifts, or choose from their selection of personalized photo greeting cards. Call 696-9898, that's 696-9898, or click on specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated portrait studio.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Who among us wouldn't want to drive a fire truck, right? I mean,
yes,
you
sir.
Dream for that? Well, there's the firefighter in San Francisco who resigned after he crashed the fire truck. That's right, he's a firefighter. Oh, wait, his blood alcohol was 0.13.
Yeah.
Goodness.
He just wanted.